I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. On many farms, honeybees buzz about, pollinating berry bushes, nut trees, and melon vines. Without these tiny insect farm workers, many of these crops would never reach grocery shelves. But Jun Chin, a researcher at Texas A&M Kingsville, warns that as the climate warms, honeybees could face trouble. The young bees in honeybee broods fare best when their hives stay between roughly 92 and 96 degrees.
Above or below this range, it will be dangerous for that brood.
On hot days, honeybees have a few methods to cool the hive, like spritzing water through the colony and fanning their wings to ventilate the air. But if it gets too hot, those strategies might not be enough.
Extreme heat waves may challenge the natural cooling systems of the honeybee colonies.
In a recent study of hives in Arizona, Chen found that higher temperatures were linked to adult bee population drops, and big temperature swings were linked to both brood and adult bee declines. She says farmers can help bees stay cool by keeping hives in the shade, misting them, and providing water nearby. But as the climate warms, it may become harder to keep these pollinators safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And for the price of a cup of coffee, you can help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production, while enjoying some premium benefits by becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Well, coming up on this week's show, a number of new releases to get to that are going to include the latest from bassist Gabriel Espinoza, also music out of the San Francisco jazz scene from singer Stella Heath, and coming up in the opening set, a couple of new albums from bassist Chuck Bergeron, and a big band project from pianist John Beasley. So I hope you can stay for the whole show. We'll kick it off this week with some music from saxophonist Vincent Herring from his album Hard Times. This is Use Me.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. Oh, but my answer, girl, all that use me stuff. I said I want to spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, girl, you just keep on using me until you use. Up. Little girl, until you use me up.
night down and he talked to me. Hey, he told me, yeah, that I ought not let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Oh, but when I talk was through, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. Girl, you just keep on using me.
either be delightful, or it can be a frightful bore, a trick or treat, bittersweet. No one knows just what love holds in store. Sometimes it's a panacea, but it can also be a chore. Nasty names are fun and games. No one knows just what love holds in store. It can be a frightful bore, fly by night, two hearts delight. No one knows just what love holds in store. No one knows just what love holds in store. No one knows just what love holds in store.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Maz Taylor. Our opening set wrapping up with a couple of new releases. We ended with a new project coming out from bassist Chuck Bergeron, someone working through a four-decade career, coming out on Summit Records, from the album Bass and Face. That was the track 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west. No one knows just what love holds in store. And that album pairs the bassist with a number of different vocalists, like Janice Spiegel of the Manhattan Transfer, Deborah Silver, and others. And a couple tracks from the deceased voices of Sheila Jordan. And on this track, singer Kevin Mahogany. Grammy-winning composer, pianist, and arranger John Beasley before that, and a project that brought him together with the Stuttgart, Germany-based big band, the SWR Big Band, from the album Invisible Piano. We heard the opening track from the album, Concentric, and special guest on that track, flautist Magnus Lindgren, mainly a set of original compositions from John. And the set started with music from saxophonist Vincent Herring off his album Hard Times. That was Use Me. And that project brought together pianist Cyrus Chestnut, bassist Yasushi Nakamura, and drummer Carl Allen, along with guitarist Russell Malone and singer Nicholas Beard. We'll keep it going with a recent release from trombonist Jason Forsyth, from his album It's About Time. This is The Professor.